The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America Tonight, the name of this show. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you can always hit us up 24/7 through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in like that. Perhaps you want to know something about the great white shark off of the Massachusetts beach. Seems to me like we keep getting more and more shark sightings. I don't know, just me. But 1,000 people were pulled out of the water at Duxbury, Massachusetts. There was a shark that was seen from a state police helicopter 75 yards from the beach. So they notified the harbor master. And they say it's infrequent to see a shark within 75 yards in that area. A great white, 14 feet, they say, in length. So they watched the shark above, you know, from the air, while the boats from the Coast Guard circled around to make sure there were no more sharks in the water. And they said it's pretty unusual sighting since sharks are usually on the outer cape and not on the inside. And then, you know, eventually what happened is the shark swam into deeper water. Boy, that would be scary. You're in the water. You've blocked out jaws. You're not thinking about sharks. And then you hear the whistles and sirens blow. And there's a shark 75 yards away. Ooh. Yeah. They'll be talking about that for a long time. It certainly gives the kids that were on the beach a story, but I don't think you want that as a parent. I don't think you want that story. Because, you know, you swim out beyond the buoys or you're 75 yards is not that far. Easily could come in contact with somebody who is swimming. When I went to visit family in Florida, I stayed at a place called Reddington Beach in Madeira there, and it's awesome. It's just a small, long beach. So it's not the giant beaches I'm used to from Jersey Shore days, but there are no lifeguards. Zero. None. Every place I have swam in my life, there have been lifeguards on duty. Whether it's the beach or wherever it is, I can't recall another time like that. And that's the thing. I mean, we're saying none. So it's a whole different world. It's very different because you don't have the eyes, the ears, somebody looking, binoculars. It's good that they've got that helicopter that circles around to keep an eye on what might be lurking somewhere beneath that, unbeknownst to the people on the beach. It's not even far away. And this way they were able to warn them off, thank goodness. I mean, that's probably the best, it is the best possible scenario. Absolutely. All right, so we told you about the terrible story of James Foley. Well, you want a good story? If you really, really want a good story, I'll tell you the story. And the good story is about a release of somebody. And it's the freed journalist who's back in the U.S. after 2 years of being held. Peter Curtis is back. And this was one of the bright spots in the week. He flew from Tel Aviv, stopped in Newark, New Jersey, then was reunited with his mother in Boston and said he was touched and moved beyond any words that he could think of. And so many strangers and other people had come up to him on the plane to say welcome home and that kind of stuff. And he feels overwhelmed with relief, especially since he was aware of journalist James Foley, who was also being held by militants in Syria, and he was beheaded. But good for the fact that the Curtis family, anyway, had their Peter back, which is huge news, because you have to imagine that they were probably really driving themselves crazy with the what-ifs. The hardest thing always, well, of course, in a situation like that is the what-ifs. What if this hadn't happened, or what if we talked him out of going, or what if, but there's no place in that. And look, he came back, which is terrific. And he said in an interview he did with Anderson Cooper, you learn to just take it every hour as it is, how it comes. What a great thing to think about, where you're just letting it happen and you're not trying to make it happen. And that's what he did. So freed and back and probably feeling really, really good that he was able to come back, that he was able to get out of captivity. Because the thing in trying to negotiate with terrorists is what? They'll keep upping the ante and changing the game. And especially if it's a hardship. So bravo, bravo, again and again and again. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, you know how we are, how we roll, chit-chatting about everything that is making the news and then some, and adding some insight and many of your comments to, as well as to what we're talking about. And I think some of them I hit at the top, the 9-year-old with the Uzi and the dead instructor. As a result, I can't imagine being part of the family. It would feel just so awful. And the young girl, it is a freak thing that happened, and she has to be able to carry that around with her and realize it was a freaky thing and wouldn't normally have happened, so that she doesn't allow it to cement in her head and become an issue down the line eventually. We all know about issues. So if she can dump one off, how terrific would that experience be all the way around? All the way around. And then there's this, the Ferguson Police Department. The Ferguson police chief is saying the officer didn't stop Brown as a robbery suspect. That was one of the questions. So the who shot Michael Brown didn't stop him because he was suspected in a convenience store robbery, but because he was walking down the middle of the street blocking traffic. And Ferguson police chief Tom Jackson said hours after documents came out labeling the 18-year-old Brown as a primary suspect in the store theft, told reporters the robbery doesn't relate to the initial contract between the officer and Michael Brown. So sometimes people don't realize where they've been and where their footprint is, and that's a prime example. I mean, just a brilliantly executed prime example, for sure. And I think that things there just keep on turning, just keep on moving, and hopefully in a much better direction. All right, stay with us. Buckle up. More to come on the flip side here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
My teeth don't cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it would all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
All right, so we've been talking about ISIS a lot here on America Tonight and what a threat they are to the United States, or are they a real threat to the United States? How concerned should we be? I think we should be concerned about what I mentioned as far as Americans who are deciding they're going to hop on board and they ditch whatever life they had and they go to the extreme measures of trying to hook up with these jihadists, knowing full well what's going on and then adopting the principles, which it seems crazy to all of us. But the crazy part is how if we're not careful, they can end up back in the United States and how this will turn on all of us. All right, I promised some odds and ends because we want to mix in some other things as well. You know, we've got a big weekend coming up. Of course, Labor Day weekend, a lot of people, maybe many of you are doing that. Maybe some of you are actually listening to me when you're packing up your stuff and you're ready to get out of town, or you're doing a staycation and you have a couple of days off from work, whatever it is. For goodness sake, be careful out there. This is the time when people are heading in all different directions, a huge time to jump in the car and travel. So we'll probably see some people, you know how you try to eke out every second. That's when I worry about the tired driving. Oof, you've pounded in 15, 16 hours, whatever it is, to get everything done. And then you get in a car and you got to go somewhere like 5 hours. Yikes. So anyway, I think this Labor Day there's going to be lots and lots of people on the road, as there always is. Mixing in some of that, the rest of the conversation, but besides the fact that it's Labor Day and I'm sure many of you have plans, including the start of perhaps the football season, college football, and then after that we have pro football starting, and we'll have a Nail the Score coming up not next week, but the following week we'll do it. And it'll coincide before the first game of the NFL season. Wow. If you play fantasy football, you're probably desperately trying to figure out, okay, here's my moves and here's who I'm going to get. Like the best player who's available when you decide that it's time to draft and it's your turn and you're up. Hopefully that's what you're going to do. All right, so check this out. What is with the deal with people stowing away and getting away with it? I mean, remember the story about the kid that went all the way to Hawaii in the wheel well and the craziness of that, and if that was true or not? Well, now they've got a woman who's accused of trying to sneak on a whole bunch of different flights without a ticket, sentenced to jail for returning to an L.A. airport because, you know, she's on probation. She was recognized kind of milling around the Phoenix airport. So this is a 62-year-old woman. They take her into custody near the baggage claim. Somebody sort of recognized that something wasn't right. And she's someone who a couple of times was able to get pretty darn close to getting on flights and getting and making it. She was sentenced to the 18 months when she was arrested for trying to get on board three Hawaii-bound flights at the San Francisco airport on three different days. So she came pretty close, but just missed out on that. But, you know, we talk about security. And if you're getting that close and you're at the gate, how are you getting, what is it, a fake ticket? How are you getting that close to the gates where you're almost there, where you've figured out a way to get on board? I practically get the shakedown every single time I go to the airport with tickets and where's the ticket and scanning it and, oh, we can't scan your phone, something happened to the thing or whatever. So I really would be curious as to how those attempts got as close as they did and nobody stopped her getting through security and then ultimately getting pretty close to getting on the plane. This is a cool story. I always wish this would happen to me. I hear about wherever I am, I hear, oh yeah, the Indians used to go through here in this valley, and there was arrowheads everywhere. You could probably find an arrowhead just walking down the street. And this happened in New Jersey. There was a kid that was playing on a beach, and he found a 10,000-year-old arrowhead that was used to possibly spear fish or hunt mastodon. And this Noel Cordell, who's 10 years old, and his family were vacationing on Long Island, on Long Beach Island, last week when he found it at the edge of the surf. So he's just walking along. He said it was sharp enough that it hurt him in his leg. He thought it was a crab, but he picked it up. And then when he picked it up, he saw what it was. So the family contacted the Archaeology Society in New Jersey. Yeah, there is one of those, right? So they looked at the arrow, the point, you know, the arrowhead and the point, and they think it is anywhere from 8,000 to 11,000 years old. And then the New Jersey shore was just treeless. It had, of course, this was after the glaciers had been treated, right? I mean, that is so rare. Talk about being blown away. That kid has to just be out of his mind, crazy excited. I mean, crazy excited. So they think what they're going to do is they're going to donate it to a museum after he has a chance to show it to his class. You gotta love that. Of course, the beginning of show and tell. It's the beginning of the year. You're not going to believe what I found. This could be 10,000 years old. I was walking down the beach. I thought a crab was trying to grab me. And here it's this arrowhead. He'll, like, always have that story to tell. But, yeah, I found the 10,000 year old relic just by accident. I think that's a pretty cool story. That's never happened to me. I run into the crab every single time I go into the water or some sharp object. I'm convinced it's a crab, and I'm convinced no matter what water I'm in, it's like the crabs communicate and they let them know that I happen to be in Florida or New Jersey or wherever for that particular day. It's crazy. This is a crazy story, and I was watching one of the sports stations and came across this. Of course, it's all over the place, about this USC story of the football player who said he saved his nephew's life and he had two high ankle sprains because he was trying to save a seven-year-old nephew, and he was helping, he jumped off a balcony into a pool. That's what he said. This is the senior corner, Joshua Shaw, and the story started to spread over the weekend. Because, of course, they're not going to be there against Fresno State because of the high ankle sprains when they opened the season. And it started to spread that, oh, he's a hero. That's amazing that he did that. And people were talking about how great he was and, oh, how cool. And now some other people have come forward and they say, no, that's not exactly what the story is about. So the school is trying to determine if his story is right or if it's false, because they're getting contradictory calls as to what he said last Saturday. So was it he tells friends one thing and then he told the school something else and then the word got out? Or it seems cockamamie. I mean, the only shred of truth, I guess, in it that they can verify is, I mean, you look at his ankles. He has high ankle sprains, absolutely. But there must be something crazy happening in the middle of it. The school said that it happened Saturday night when he was at a family party at his cousin's apartment. And he said his nephew couldn't swim. He saw him struggling in the pool. And then that's when he jumped off the balcony into the concrete, you know, onto the concrete below, and was able to crawl to the pool even though he was in pain and pull his nephew out. To safety before pulling himself out of the water. And he said he was traumatized, but he's in good shape, and that he feels lucky to be surrounded by the trainers and the doctors and all the great people that were helping him. But the story somehow is not making sense, and the Trojans are saying, oh, what a great kid he is and how fabulous he is, and they're looking into it. So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Stay with us. You don't have to wonder what's coming up next. A feel-good story.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, a big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. You're going to love this. In our virtual green room right now, Rhonda Gaines, she's the author of Power of the Boardroom. Boy, that is something people are talking about a lot lately. So the other part of that is when you think boardroom, what do you think? You know, I had that visualization, right? But how do you achieve that balance? How do you take some of what you've learned at work, at your business, being successful there, and bring it back into the house? How do you turn the table, so to speak? So Rhonda's here to enlighten us in that direction. Hey, Rhonda.
Hi. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part.
So let's talk about that for a second. People think of their life in, I think, sometimes in quadrants. Okay, so here's work mode, but I have to run, pick up kids, I have to do this. Here's my other mode, and the two don't collide. But you're saying they should collide, right?
Yes, I am. For so long, I tried to be what I thought the image should be at work, and then I would switch hats, and I would come home, and I was trying to be that wife to my husband, and then I switch, and I'm the model mom to the kids, and then I switch, and then I'm the community activist, and then I switch, and it is exhausting. And I finally determined there had to be a better way. And that's why the power of the boardroom is, it's really a status symbol to get people to understand that success is really what they create, not what definition of someone created for them.
So if you have that balance in your life, do you think you also thrive more at work?
I think you are joyful. You are centered. You know what your purpose is, and every decision you make should pretty much be geared toward who you are. For me, as far as this memoir is concerned, The Power of the Boardroom, the elements I used were my faith, my family, and my career. Those were the three wheels that were constantly turning. And if any decision I made, anything that I took on did not help support those three, then it wasn't for me.
You know, that goes to the thing of saying no. I think people, it's like an ugly word, Rhonda, for some reason, that people say yes to too many things. And my philosophy is if you say yes to everything, then what does your yes mean? You know,
that's
you have
true.
To say no.
You have to say no, and I didn't. And unfortunately, I said yes so many times because I was fortunate in that I was talented, and I am talented, but I didn't know what to do with that talent. I had other people telling me what to do, and I took on too much. And in wanting to be excellent in everything, my life crumbled. And for many years, I went into a depression that I could not even get out of. And it wasn't me. And it's frightening to think that you do everything right, but at the end of the day, you almost lose everything you're fighting for.
Wow, that's powerful. So you come out of that and you've turned it around. So how do you turn it around? Because I guarantee, Rhonda, they might not be telling people, but there are a lot of people listening to us right now that are going through what you went through, and they hit that bottoming point and things crumble.
Well, first of all, you really have to look at your beliefs. And in our country, we tend not to really understand what we believe. I look within myself, and I constantly say, if I'm not true to myself and to my faith that really drives everything that I do and who I am, then how can I expect others to respect me and understand who I am myself? So when you are determining if your circumstances are too much for you, then pull back and look at what are you fighting for. Look at the relationship and the communication, if you are married, that you're having with your husband, and look at how can you work more effectively as a team. We are so much about teamwork, and especially when it comes to sports, but we don't take the same concept with our family. We are a team. And if the team fails, everyone fails. It's all or nothing. So taking time out, I had to learn how to say no gracefully. I had to be prayerful about what I did and made sure that everything I did supported the goals. And my friends, my true friends, really understood that. And my family gave 100% support.
And sometimes when you do that, do you find that other people fall by the wayside, though, right?
They do. But you know what? I've learned that everyone goes through this. Some people will verbalize it and some people won't. When I went through the depression, I am a very analytical type of individual, very logical. And when I had sought the opinions, the medical opinions of many of the top doctors in the community, they finally looked at me and said they could not help me anymore, and that in essence, they were directing me to give up and just do the best I could, in essence. But that wasn't who I was. And interestingly enough, that's when I really started redefining what success was. And I took all of the knowledge that corporate America had taught me, and I reframed it. And I used it with my children and my husband at home. And that's why we turned our dinner table into a boardroom analogy. And we taught them. We taught them how to deal with situations in school and in every aspect of their life as they were growing up. Many of the children today cannot learn the art of respecting because they're not taught how to respect. And we had to teach them all of the basic elements that we hold so dear. We had to teach. And I turned my situation around in that I started giving to my children instead of giving to myself during a time that normally that's not Rhonda. I wouldn't have done it that way.
Wow. So with the reactions with the kids, I imagine it was amazingly positive. What did you find?
Interestingly enough, now my children are highly successful. And I wish I could say it was all about what my husband and I did. But it was all about what we finally realized. I helped them to apply their faith in their daily situation. So when they were faced at bullying at school, when they were faced with situations where they thought it was not, quote unquote, fair, we helped them to think differently. And we came together as a family. When the children walked into that home had to be a safe zone. That home had to be a safe zone that they knew they could be affirmed. They knew they could be loved. They could not only feel it, but they could see my husband and I demonstrating it to each other. I had to show respect to my husband and learn it all over again because in my eyes, he wasn't the man that I anticipated or thought he should be in order for me to achieve the success that I wanted within my career even. But I had to redefine and look at what I considered important. And by doing that, the children learned to even respect us even more. And the love, the nurturing, the confidence, it's amazing. They're doing much better than my husband and I did at their ages, I assure you.
Wow, that is some potent stuff. So especially the affirmation. People don't affirm anymore, do they?
No, they don't. And it's not that people are mean-spirited. They're not. When we get into our zone, when we get to work, we have so many hours a day to give our very, very, very best to our job. And by the time we get home, I will not lie, we don't have much left. We're giving our family the leftovers, and we're giving corporate America the best. And granted, I love making money like anyone else. Who wouldn't? That's part of our right. But it's also part of our right to give to our family what is real, what is solid, what is true. Because otherwise, how can we create leaders to impact our community when they're not taught how to be leaders at home?
Yeah. And you think it starts at home more than anywhere else, right?
It definitely does. Because if we can lay the foundation, then when they start learning, they will have the ability to discern what is true based on their understanding of their value system of faith, family, and career. They understand what is real and what's not. When I was a child, believe it or not, I loved to watch TV because that was my outlet, if you will. But at the dinner table, we would take time to educate the young children at the table, to discern between what is real and what is not. Our parents had to teach us what is real on the television and what is not, so that we would have an understanding. Just because we saw something or heard something, that does not mean that it's real or it comes out of our mouth.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. What an enlightening conversation. I really enjoyed it. Rhonda Gaines, the book is called Power of the Boardroom. Somebody wants to get it, Rhonda, how do they pick up your book?
Please go to our website, We are, if you go to rbgbusinesssolutions.com and you go to the book under the menu, you can order the book online and it will soon be available this week with Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Excellent. Rhonda, thanks, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heading for the exits once again. Amazing. Boy, time flies, doesn't it, here on America Tonight. Big weekend and the rest of the week in store, I think, for a lot of people. I mentioned this just briefly earlier, but it's Labor Day weekend, so a couple of extra days here and there, and this is it. It's officially the end of the summer, and I can't believe it. It just seems like we blinked our eyes, and all of a sudden it's gone. When I was a kid, oh, I hated Labor Day. I hated Labor Day because my family went away for the couple of weeks before that. And growing up in New Jersey, we would come back. I mean, we'd be driving in the car. We'd come back. And the next day we had to get up so early for school. So, boom, we went from, yay, it's summertime to, boo, a couple of hours in the car and then some shut eye and then we are going back to school. But it's interesting. I was looking at the history of Labor Day, and Labor Day dates back to 1882. And it was promoted by the Central Labor Union. And then there's a group that I heard of before called the Knights of Labor, and they organized a parade in New York City. So our president then, Grover Cleveland, was concerned about commemorating Labor Day on May 1st, that it would become an opportunity to commemorate this Haymarket massacre that happened, and instead decided to make an official holiday in September to support Labor Day, the Labor Day that the Knights had favored. And the equivalent, as many of you know, because we have Canadians listening to the show, the equivalent holiday in Canada, Labor Day, is celebrated the first Monday of September in as well. It's synonymous with International Workers' Day, which is on months and months before, but it's interesting. So the actual celebrations, the festivals, all of that, marked sometimes the beginning of school for some, like where I grew up now, it kind of varies because it sort of was like that official thing. But there are plenty of schools in the South that go back earlier, and a lot of that is weather related. And then they have this longer Labor Day weekend, but they're already in school, whereas we weren't. And it also is the start of college football season, and it traditionally has marked, Labor Day has marked that. And there are other big events that happen in sports wrapped around Labor Day. But the history of it is pretty interesting. That technically it's supposed to be labor. It's supposed to be a break from labor in a sense. But really for most people it just feels like, oh, we get that extra day. So we can have a last barbecue parade, whatever it is, that we want to stick into that day. And Oregon was actually the first state to make it a holiday in 1887, and then everybody else just kind of followed suit. I was looking at official holidays, thinking about Labor Day, too. And over the years, there have been people that have proposed other national holidays. But boy, in the United States, we are stingy about days off, aren't we? You go to other countries, and they're celebrating anything. Oh, you mean we have another day off? Woohoo! It's National Parents We Appreciate You Day. But here, it takes an act of Congress, literally, and everybody who get along to come up with a national holiday. So Labor Day it is. And Labor Day signifies a lot of things to a lot of different people. Whether it's beginnings or endings, and in a lot of cases, because September feels like a beginning because of the school thing, I think it, more than anything, it probably symbolizes beginnings, I'm going to say. Probably symbolizes that. All right, a couple other things to mix in here, too, before we hit that final pedal to the metal and smash across the exits of this hour of America tonight. It's interesting because the markets exploded. As much as, you know, it's the big craps table, as I say this, when you have 401ks and other things, of course, that are tied to stocks, but it was a very, very big day. And because of everything else that's happening, it kind of gets lost. When we have a day where you see that the markets are exploding, so much attention is focused elsewhere on some of the things that we've had happening close to home and further off our shores, that unless it crashes, unless it's negative news, you know, we're not paying attention to it. because our eye is off. It is off the ball. But it was a very, very big day. Like I say, the markets exploded in the right direction, and of course that can change, you know, overnight, which it does, which is why it's like I say, it's all about the craps table. And maybe it's the fact that some of the earnings reports are coming up, and looking at blue chip stocks and where they are, that probably shot some of that up. So the Dow was up over 29 points, the NASDAQ was up over 13 points, and the S&P slightly over 2, which is big compared to what we've been talking about on the street. Here's an interesting kind of side note. As much as, you know, you go to Walmart, you're trying to get ammunition. I've heard people talk about lining up to try to get a certain ammunition. Smith and Wesson, the stock actually plunged 15%, and it had really been soaring, but their quarterly sales were down by just over $39 million because there's less demand now for the rifles. So it's fallen off compared to last year, where they're 45% from what they were last year. And summer's traditionally pretty slow anyway. But they expect the next time they'll pick some of that slack up. But in the last couple of years, for the gun industry just in general, there's been a high demand because of what's led up to it. Some of the school shootings, some of the things that have happened have fueled concern. And of course, it's the whole gun restriction thing and talking about gun laws that really has led to the intensity as far as gun owners and gun ownership. And that's why I think those stocks really took off. But the president hasn't gotten a bill through Congress that increases any kind of regulation. And so, you know, now Americans are buying quite as many guns as they were at one point, fearing that, ooh, we better get the guns now. So that would naturally pull that stock back down. But it is true that was maybe a year, 2 years ago, was a huge stock to own because of the amount of people that were buying guns, and it sent it soaring. And you think about this, maybe it's one of those things where if you own a gun, you have a gun, and then maybe you have whatever other gun you have, and maybe another gun, and now you're set. So you're probably set for a while, because why would you be looking to stock up even more if you've already have whatever's in your arsenal? And perhaps that also sent it spiraling in the opposite direction. But the market was up. We'll see what the next day brings, because when we get to Labor Day, of course, you mix in some days off where the markets are closed. You want to share your thoughts? You can do it 24/7 here on America Tonight. Send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and my ode to James Gandolfini. Bada bing, you are in.
Is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666 866-FREEZE-DRY. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.